Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. AT&T is about to pay $60 million to settle FTC charges related to the carrier throttling speeds for unlimited data plan users once they had passed a volume threshold. The $60 million will fund partial refunds to customers who sign up for relevant plans before AT&T's throttling policy went into effect in 2011. Two ex-Twitter workers spied on thousands of users of the social media platform for the Saudi government as it sought to crack down on dissidents, the US Department of Justice alleged yesterday, as it charged the former employees. Elsewhere, India's Space Research Agency was alerted to a cyber attack in the middle of a landmark moon mission in September. The attack was part of a broader assault by suspected North Korean hackers on critical infrastructure, including a nuclear power plant. WhatsApp starts rolling out a feature to let users decide who can add them to group chats. Users can also enable settings that will ask for their confirmation before added to a group. The changes are available within settings. Google is open sourcing the software behind its Cardboard VR project. The company previously made the VR viewer open source, and Google says it has shipped more than 50 million Cardboard units since 2014, but notes usage has declined over time. The company says it plans to still contribute to the project. The National Transportation Safety Board found a Uber self-driving vehicle failed to identify a pedestrian before hitting and killing a woman in March of last year. The findings were outlined in a report released this week, which also stated the test vehicle didn't identify the bicycle the woman was walking as an imminent collision until it was too late. Uber's system never considered the pedestrian could jaywalk. Prosecutors have already ruled that Uber is not criminal liable for the pedestrian's death, but the car's backup driver could still face criminal charges. The safety board is set to meet again in 1 week to determine the probable cause of the accident. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at onthismedia.com.